If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Okay, before we get into the show, I just have to tell you guys about a ring that I have been wearing for several years now. Brett wears this ring. My son wears this ring. Bob wears this ring. My brother-in-law wears this ring. All of my smart friends wore this ring before I did, and they kept telling me to get one, and I finally bit the bullet and bought the Oura ring. Now, before this, I was wearing, I'm not going to name the competitors, but there are a couple of other companies out there that make a sleep tracking device, but it's an ugly bracelet, or it's an ugly wristband, or it's an ugly armband that like ruins your outfit. I'll get into like how this is better technology. But aside from the technology, the honest truth is the reason why I went with the ring is because I'm like, it's cute. It won't wreck my outfit. But aside from that, it is by far superior technology. And frankly, when it comes to the one size fits all recommendations of a lot of these like, you know, tech devices that track your sleep, it doesn't even make sense because everyone is freaking different. So what works for one person won't necessarily work for another. And that's why the Oura Ring is so superior. It has this sensor technology. It's like, you'll see it when you get the ring. It has these little like nodes that are on the inside of the ring that basically are like a computer that tracks freaking everything. It gives you 24/7 insights into how your body is responding to everything you do, from exercise to how you're sleeping, how you're eating, your menstrual cycle, your immune system, your body temperature. Like Brock this week, before he actually ended up coming down with the cold that he has, his Oura Ring was telling him, hey, you need to take it easy. You need to take it easy. And of course, he didn't listen to that. And then he got sick. But listen, staying on top of your sleep, your recovery, your immune system, etc., is so much easier when you have something where you're not guessing, like, I don't know, do I not feel well? No, your ring will actually tell you. It's remarkable. I literally decide when I wake up in the morning based on my ring score if I'm going to go back to sleep or if I'm going to get my butt up out of bed and exercise, because sleep is an essential component to your immune system. And why bother waking up and killing yourself in the gym if your body hasn't had adequate recovery? I've been working with or been trying to get the Oura Ring to sponsor the podcast for I don't know how long, and they're finally here. And the reason why is because I believe wholeheartedly in this device. If you care about your brain health, if you care about your immune system, if you care about your sleep, if you understand that sleep is the first essential component of your health, then you need to track it. And you can check it out. When you purchase a new ring, you're going to get 6 months free of the Oura Ring membership. So go to shaleenjohnson.com/ring. You don't even have to remember that. It is in the show notes. The link is there for you. They start at about $300 and they go up to about $400. I have the gold one. I'm looking at it right now. It's pretty cute. It stays charged for me at least for probably like 5 or 6 days before I have to charge it again. And here's my recommendation for you. Just keep your little charging station in the bathroom. That way, when you jump in the shower, even though it's waterproof, just throw the ring on the charging stand and then you'll never be on a dead battery when you need to go to sleep. P.S. If you have an Oura Ring, you can use any Oura Ring you want without the membership. But the membership is pretty cool because it gives you all the advanced settings and your advanced scores, etc. And you get 6 months free when you use my code. All right, it's shaleenjohnson.com/ring. What is up? Hey, you have arrived at the Shaleen Show on a Friday, which means it's Car Smart Friday. And I'm super excited that you're here. I'm grateful that you're here. Please put on your seatbelt. We are going for a ride. All right, so it's been a crazy week. If you are a regular listener of the Shaleen Show, You probably know I did a couple of episodes this week that were revisits. They're episodes that were important for your mindset, but they were repeats. And that's because it's been a crazy week. This is the week when I launched the Marketing Impact Academy. And when that happens, I teach a bunch of workshops. And when I say a bunch, like I literally spend like 4 or 5 hours per day prepping for the workshop. Then I teach at the workshop. And the workshops are usually like 1.5 to 2 hours long. And it's intense.
Yes, it's very intense. I also was one of the featured guests this week on the Chalene Show.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes, we did a little How to Invest. Thank you very much for everybody that listened to that. It was.
You got a lot of positive feedback.
I got a lot of positive feedback. My favorite comments were the ones where, like, you didn't talk down to us. Most people that try to talk about investing in numbers, they talk down to us, and you talked to our level and made it very simple and didn't give us too many instructions. So I appreciate that.
And I appreciate that you give us feedback. So anyways, it's been an intense, intense week. So because of that, I haven't posted very much on social media. Like, I mean, I've done the bare minimum. Like, I think I've posted like every other day because I've really been pouring into everyone who's been doing these workshops. We have new members who have joined our marketing school. We have a marketing school. It's called the Marketing Impact Academy. And if you are a new member, congratulations. I know you're excited. I'm tired. It's Thursday night, and I just did my last live workshop, and then we went out to dinner.
Which was awesome.
Why?
Because we got to see a new relationship starting to form, and we were like, and we know, obviously, Dr. Michaela was on a date, and she likes this boy, and there's like
a their boy.
Third or fourth date.
He's a man.
Likes this man. It was like their third or fourth date, but it's kind of fun. So I walked in, and Michaela has no idea about like sports. So she's like, "What do you think it's going to be like?" And I go, "He's going to be nervous." And she's like, "Why?" And I go, "Because he's like, he's on the road. He's going to an away game." And she goes, "What does that mean?" And I go, "Well, the difference between like home and away. When you're home, you feel comfortable. You're in your surroundings. You're around your people. An away game, you go to a hostile environment and there's people you don't know and it's different and you're in a different environment." Like that's what he was in tonight. Like it was us three that have 17 years of togetherness and
that's
him.
That's crazy that we have been friends for 17 yeah. years.
Yeah. And then, so he's walking into a 17-year relationship with all the little stories and all the experiences and all the knowledge, and he's got to try to sit there and like fit in and make sense and be still, you know, add value to the conversation and show his personality. And the dude, like, he hit it out of the park.
Yeah, and don't get too excited because, you know, this is going to be on a podcast, which means it's going to live indefinitely. And I just...
What do you mean I'm getting excited? I'm talking about tonight. I'm talking about like tomorrow.
I know, but you said he hit it out of the park.
Tonight.
Yeah.
You don't think that he did a good job tonight? I would give him an A on tonight.
That's great. You can date him. I'm just saying...
I'm not... You're making this like
can
like,
I speak?
Yes, you
it's
can
It's my speak. Podcast. It's called The Chalene Show. It's not called The Brett Show.
Should be.
Should be what?
Should be called The Brett Show.
No, it should be called The Chalene Show. Your show is called The Vault. This is what I want to say. She has been divorced for several years. She's been doing this online dating thing. This is just the very first person, in my opinion, as a sister.
As a tattooed sister.
Yes, as a non-blood related sister. By the way, if you have someone who's a sister and is your sister not by blood, please start referring to them as your sister. When someone says, "How many sisters do you have?" you can say, "I've got two sisters, one by blood, one not by blood." Like, if they need to know the details. But, like, don't be shy about saying the fact that you've got more than one sister. Anyways, she's been dating for quite a while. And in my opinion, and I think she would agree with this, she has yet to date someone who's at her level. And those of you who, and I've been saying, like, I need to do an episode on this. Those of you who are, you know, whatever. This is just, like, literally the first guy. So she's been dating and doing the dating apps. And it's been such an eye-opening experience. to go through those dating apps and understand what those of you who are dealing with this have to deal with. Like, it's a, oh my God. I feel for those of you who have to deal with these apps. There's so many weirdos and losers and creepers and scammers, Tinder swindler. Like, I'm so thankful that I met the man that I have. It's so much fun to find a guy that you're compatible with and then train him. He's not here, so I can say this. And then train him to do all the things you want him to do. Just joking, but not really. But anyways, I've got a couple of girlfriends now, just not Dr. Michaela, but several who are on these apps. And I just think, I mean, it's fun for me because it's entertaining, but it's not fun for them. They hate it. And it's annoying. And I get it. So she's gone on a few dates where it's like, well, that was interesting, but the guy is not at your level. So I started following this gal on TikTok. I can't think of the name of her account. I'll find it. I'll put it in the show notes. But she talks about, so I just want to share this, and I'm not the expert, obviously, but she said something and I sent it to all my girlfriends who are on the dating apps. And I thought this makes so much sense and it puts things into perspective. There aren't that many normal people out there. There aren't. So don't think that there's something wrong with you or give up on the dating apps because you are a gem. You are special and you are normal and you have a lot to offer. And 99% of the people on the apps are not that. So you've got to hang in for that 1%. Hang in for the 1%. Anyways, we went on this date tonight because she's gone on a couple of dates with this guy. Who knows where the relationship's going to go? It might just be the first guy who she's dated who is on her level because she's a gem, a total gem. And she shouldn't, at this stage in your life, in everybody's life, you shouldn't sacrifice. I found a guy who finds my extreme ADHD adorable, who finds my quirkiness, my sense of humor, all my flaws adorable. Don't you find all my flaws adorable?
Yes.
And you can find someone who finds all of your flaws adorable. Oh, thanks.
They didn't have exactly what you wanted.
So you bought me M&Ms?
And one other thing.
So I have variety?
Yes. I know you like choices.
Oh, Caramello?
I thought you'd like those.
It's made by who? By Cadbury? That looks good. Yeah. I'll have one of those. I just really need some chocolate tonight. I'm about to start my period. I'm not bragging, but, you know, I am 53. And it is nice to have my hormones in balance at the moment. I don't care about getting my period. I really do not care about that. That's not even that fun. But I do feel good about the fact that my hormones are in balance. Do you need to get gas?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
You should do it tonight so you don't have to do it tomorrow morning.
I just literally went to that spot on my gas. I know my car very well. I can make it to where I need to go tomorrow morning and get it afterwards.
Okay. Have you noticed I have not run out of gas in like a year and a half?
You don't leave the house.
Come on. Give me some credit. I don't even know what I was saying. You guys, what was I just talking about?
You were talking about your period. You were talking about when I walked in, you were like, I like your flaws.
Oh, yeah. That, thank you so much. I'm so glad you're here.
I'm so glad you have my brain.
Yeah, I do. I wish I did have your brain. But my point is this. You do deserve and you will find someone who finds you adorable and you find them adorable because opposites do attract and you'll find that you have a lot of things in common. At our core, Brett and I have a ton of things in common. And where we are different, we both appreciate each other's differences. So anyways, we went out to dinner with Dr. Michaela, who was on, I don't know, do you know what number date this is with this guy?
I want to say it's like, this might be the fourth one.
Maybe the fifth date.
Fourth or fifth.
And that might seem weird to introduce that person to your friends, but it's not weird if I'm your friend because I need to be in control of your life. And I'm like, I don't want you to continue dating this guy until I approve. And so she's like, are you serious? I'm like, yes. I mean, why waste time? Because if I don't approve, it's not going to move forward. So we might as well go on a double date so I can approve so you can continue to explore. So I don't know if this is going to be a serious relationship, but I approve. I mean, of what we met of him tonight.
Yeah. And I know you were trying to, like, tell me to simmer down. I'm not saying that, like this may or may not. I don't know. I'm just saying tonight's date was very pleasant. It was a good time. And typically, like, I'm a pretty good judge of character, even, like, on a first meeting. And I thought the guy seemed like a really nice guy.
Yeah, we could get along with him.
Yeah.
So you are pulling in to get gas.
Yeah, why not? Because it seems like you're into this. You're into this whole situation going on.
You know, you can't use a credit card at this place.
Why not?
Have you ever gotten gas here before?
I don't think so. Why can't I use a credit card?
Because it's like an ARCO. And I think, yeah, at ARCOs, you can't use a credit card. You have to use a debit or cash.
Well, then I own a debit, so I'll
use... All right, well, I'm just telling you.
Yeah, that's not ideal, but
well,
I will.
You'll figure it out.
I'll figure it out.
I'm not trying to brag, but I really have not run out of gas in a year and a half. And that might not seem like a big deal to those of you who don't have ADHD, but if you do have ADHD, it's really easy to run out of gas, and it's a pain. And you'd think that it would traumatize me and I would never let it happen again, but no, that's not true. I've run out of gas many times. My cousin Ashley was with me the last time I ran out of gas, and this really nice man, I forgot to tell you guys this story. Oh, this is such a good story, you guys. I'm so glad that I remembered to tell you this. So I ran out of gas in the middle of like a very busy street, like three lanes. And I'm in the furthest lane to the left. I didn't even have time to like get all the way over to the right. And Ashley and I are crying. We're laughing so hard. It wasn't funny. But we were like a mile away from her house. And I thought, I'll just drop her off. She's got three babies at home. She doesn't need to spend extra time getting gas. I'll just drop her off and then I'll go get gas. Well, that didn't work out. I ran out of gas in the center lane of three. And when that happened, this guy pulls up behind me. I forget, behind me, in front of me, whatever. And he runs over to my side door and he was like, I'm going to help you. Like, oh my gosh, let me help you push it to the side. I'm like, no, it's okay. I already called AAA. And he's like, oh, I feel so bad. Handsome guy, nice guy, and he left. You guys, he went and got gas in a little, you know, one of those little plastic gas tank thingies and came back before the tow truck had even come, before even AAA could arrive. And he's like, I got you gas so that you can like get out of the middle of the street, which is super dangerous for him. And he literally puts that gas in my, can you even believe this? Puts that gas in my tank. And I'm like, you are the nicest person. Oh my gosh. What is your name? And so he tells me and he gives me, and I said, you're just a gem. What is your story? And I said, and then AAA shows up and get this. So AAA is like, I don't know. I can't help you because I need a proper ID or whatever. I'm like, it was so stupid. But anyways, so AAA was no help, but this guy was like came to the rescue. Although AAA is usually great. But anyways, this guy came to the rescue and he gave me his name and his phone number. And he's like, no, I just moved here. I think he said someplace in the Midwest. I can't remember where now. And he's like, I just moved here. I'm single. And I'm like, I'm going to find you a wife. You are the perfect husband. We stayed in contact. I'm going to look up his contact information right now. I found it. It's Joe from Missouri. I knew he was from the Midwest. All right. So Joe from Missouri. And we stay in contact. And I just, you know, thanked him profusely for stepping up and being such a gentleman, saving the day. He was like, please don't run out of gas again. You know, he was like giving me instructions. I think he was like in his 30s, I would say. Anyways, he was like handsome, but most of all, he was sweet and he was nice. And I said, I'm going to find you your future wife, Joe. And I'm like, what's your social media? And he's like, oh gosh, I don't have any social media. But let me ask my sisters because they want me to find a good girl. So I'll ask my sisters to set up my Instagram. Okay, so then I'm like, okay, great, Joe, send me your Instagram handle when you have your Instagram set up. So he sends me his Instagram after his sisters set it up. And it's like exactly what you would think older sisters would set up for a younger brother who they want to find a great girl. But it was like almost so obvious. It was like, here's Joe being a great uncle to his little nieces and nephews. Here's Joe doing volunteer work. Here's Joe helping the elderly. Here's Joe. Like, literally, it was like, okay, wait a minute. I'm not buying any of this. But it was like literally like that. But it was super cute. Anyways, he sent that to me. And I think I did a couple of episodes about it. But every, like, say, 6 or 7 months or so, Joe would check in with me or I would check in with him. And at one point, he's like, I need your help. Shalene, I met my soulmate on a flight. Oh, before this even happened, before I even got this message, I had so many of you reach out and you're like, okay, my little sister needs this guy. Here's her picture. And you guys would send me pictures of like freaking Victoria's Secret supermodels. And I'd be like, Joe, dude, how much do you love me? I have a lifer who has a little sister. Here's her picture. And she wants to meet you. And Joe would say, that's really nice. She's very beautiful. But I'm not interested in like someone just for their looks. I really care about their heart. And I'd be like, oh, he's just saying that. But he would never follow up and ask for their phone number or anything. I'm like, is he even a real dude? Do you know what I mean? Like, this girl's like a supermodel. What are you thinking, Joe from Missouri? But he would never follow up. And I'm like, all right, I'm not going to push it. So anyways, then he sends me a message and says, like, I really need your help. I met my soulmate on a flight. And we landed in Orange County. I'm not kidding you, Shalene. I fell in love with her on this flight. I learned everything about her. Her father is a pharmacist. She does this, blah, blah, blah. You know, I know everything. I know her name. I know what she does.
Where they lived and stuff.
I knew where she grew up. I know what her father does. I know where her father works, blah, blah, blah. And then when we landed, she didn't have anyone to pick her or to take. She was going to take an Uber or whatever. So I drove her to her car. Long story short, he was like, we made arrangements and she gave me her phone number so that we could connect. I lost her number. And he's like, I need your help. Here's the deal. I know her father works for, and I forget, it was like maybe Walgreens or CVS. I feel like it was CVS. And he's like, and I know she lives in this, or that her dad worked in this particular area in Orange County, and he's a pharmacist, and she does this, and her first name is that. Can you post to your social media? And I'm like, Joe, I love you, but I can't do that. Like, it's, you know, it's just weird. It would just be, I don't know, it's just so out of left field. I can't do that. But like, good luck to you. And he's like, this is my future wife. I know it. I'm going to drive to every CVS. I'm going to find this girl. So he did. He drove. I forget whether it was Walmart or Walgreens or CVS. It's one or the other. He drove to every single pharmacy. You guys, is this a movie or what? And would walk in and say, is there a pharmacist here who has a daughter named whatever her name was? I met her on a flight. I'm trying to reconnect with her. Here's my name. Here's my number. He posted on community Facebook boards. Is that crazy? I loved it.
I mean, his enthusiasm and his drive.
I know. And I felt like, oh, shoot. Like, he's really getting his hopes up. This poor girl probably is like, what? Who are you? Anyways, I was excited about it. I mean, the story sounds great. And he's like, I'm going to find her. I'm not even kidding, Shalene. Like, this is my soulmate. And so I checked in with him like maybe 2 months after that. I'm going to pull up my messages right now. And I'm like, Joe, what's the latest? Did you find her? And he's like, I did. I'm going to pull it up right now. Stand by. Okay. So I just found the message. He said, she asked me to take her number because her phone was dead on the flight. But yeah, I'm going to make a normal post in hopes that I can get people from that area to possibly share it. I just keep visiting. Oh, it's Walgreens. I just keep visiting every Walgreens, and I'm going to keep doing this for a couple more weeks before I call it quits. And I said, oh my God, this is so great. And I sent a little picture, a GIF of somebody eating popcorn. I said, I am so invested in this. Please keep me posted. He said, okay. The story got shared by a bunch of people. And get this, she called me within 2 hours and I have a date for this Friday. Are you so into this? And I'm like, oh my God, I'm dying. Please tell me what happens. And he said, I will. And then like a couple months later, I sent him a message and I said, hey, any update? And he goes, OMG, 6 dates in. And so far it's going really well. I'll keep you posted. I said, this is such a crazy story, Joey. Like now we're like on nicknames. This is such a crazy story, Joey. You got to keep me posted. And then he sent me a picture of her. She's really pretty. He said, I am literally living a movie right now. This is so fun. He said, this is her. And I also have to say that isn't she absolutely stunning? But you don't even understand. She's the coolest girl. And then he sent me a picture of a bunch of wood in a pile. And he said, oops, sorry, meant to send that to a buddy. Do you not adore him? Okay, and so then this last message was from this August. Last August, he said, hey, Shalim, I took a leap of faith. And now I am self-employed. I just want to reach out to you and say, keep me in the back of your mind for any of your home improvements from finishing or from framing to finishing, even if you just need an opinion. Oh, I need to call him. I forgot that he sent me that message. I said, sounds good, Joe. Okay, so let's see the latest. I said, Joe, I need an update. What is the latest? He said, guess what? I'm still dating her. When was this message?
Are we going to be invited to this wedding?
I know, right? He said, I'm still dating her. I can't wait to tell you all about it. It's a pretty good story. I'm not going to lie. This would make a really good movie. And I said, huh, Joe, who has time for us to go and get coffee? Are you kidding me? I don't have time to go to get coffee with you. Send me a voice memo and tell me what the latest is. He's like, okay. I got to sit down and record a voice memo. So that's where we left off. I am still waiting for the voice memo. Maybe he will hear this message, this podcast. I'm going to send it to him and say, Joe, the people need to know. So to those of you who are on the dating apps, stay on the dating apps. There's an expert, I'm going to link to her in my show notes, who I follow on TikTok, not because I'm on the dating apps, but because I send her messages to my friends so that they have a little bit of perspective. You broaden the net, you widen the net when you're on the dating apps, but you still have to try to meet people in person too, because you never know when you're going to sit down on a flight and Joe or someone like Joe is going to be sitting next to you on the flight. And I don't know if Joe and this girl ended up like whatever being a thing, but I think it's kind of like the Matrix. You have to do the online dating thing. You have to do the in-person thing. You have to go to the places where the people who are at your level, and you know what I mean by that, where they hang out. So, you know, if you're in your late 40s, what are you doing going to the nightclubs? Like, that's not the place to go. Like, go to the nice restaurants, go to the nice health clubs, like, go to the place, join a church group, like, get yourself out there. Were you going to offer some advice? Brett was looking like he was thinking about it. But also, don't forget, you got to get on these apps. And it seems to me, and I could be wrong, it seems to me that these apps are very much like restaurants. You know, some restaurants are like, it's the hot place to go, and then suddenly no one's going there anymore. It feels like these apps are like that. Here's what I would like to hear from you, especially those of you who are in the pod squad. If you're on the dating apps, if you're looking for a dude, or if you're looking for a lady, I want to hear, what do you want on the show? Do you want me to bring on an expert? Do you want to do an episode where you hear from everyone else who's in the same situation and hear like some of their nightmare stories? Would that be fun? Do you want some tips, some suggestions? Obviously not for me. I have no clue what I'm doing. I haven't been in the market to find a man since I was 20 years old. I can talk to you about how to train a man, but I can't talk to you about, like, I don't know. Like, it's funny when I give my girlfriends advice, I'm like, here's what you need to do. And they're like, wait a second. You haven't done this in like 3 decades. I'm like, yeah, that's true. I'm not, is it 3 decades?
Pretty much.
Holy cow. No. Oh my God.
4 decades. We're in the fourth one now.
Okay.
4 decades.
4 decades? No, 3 decades.
We met in 1990.
I know, but we've been together for how long?
It doesn't matter. Changed the subject. You just literally just changed the math.
No, I didn't.
You said decades.
A decade is a 10.
Yes, but when people say, oh, I've known you for that many decades, all that means is that you met them in that particular decade. It doesn't mean 10 years. Yes, that's why.
I said we've been at this for how many decades?
Well, 30 years.
Okay.
30, we've been at 30 this plus for years.
3 decades.
Okay.
I don't know.
I love when you try to tell me about math.
You do?
Yeah, it's quite amusing.
I can't wait for you guys who are on the Patreon for tomorrow, because you're going to really enjoy yourselves. Listen, I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I need your feedback. If you are in the market for a man or a woman or a non-binary, let us know. Or a furry. Let us know in the pod squad what you're in the market for. Tell us about what type of episode you'd like. And in the meantime, don't give up, because your twin flame. Have you guys listened to that podcast?
Oh boy.
Your twin flame is out there. I love you. I mean it. And I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, it's Kristen, Shalene's podcast manager. Look at you. You made it all the way to the end. That's awesome. If you loved this episode, which I'm sure you did, why don't you go leave Shalene a review? She would love to know which episode it was and why you liked it. What hit home with you? Shalene literally reads every single review. She loves hearing your feedback, and she uses your comments and your ideas for future episodes. So go leave a review, and while you're at it, could you check to make sure you're subscribed? That way you will never miss a single episode of The Shalene Show, which we release on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, every single week. Now, if you need a little bit more podcasting to fill up your time on Tuesdays and Thursdays, did you know that Shalene has another podcast that she co-hosts with her son, Brock? Yep, she does. It's called Build Your Tribe. And that podcast is all about business and marketing, but also devoted to helping you make more money so you can live more life. If you need Shalene all the time, and you're the ultimate lifer, then you have got to check out The Shalene Show on Patreon. Shalene is so personal. She spills the tea on everything that she can't on her regular podcast. And you also get bread. Completely unedited, unfiltered, and hilariously confident about everything. You can find it at patreon.com/The Shalene Show. Anyways, thanks for listening. And remember, anything that we reference in this episode, including the links to our show sponsors and links to the other podcasts, can be found in the show notes below.